This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want and take control of the airwaves here on the live Saturday edition of the show. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Looks like there's new rules coming to Facebook. Yes.
Oh, good.
According to Reason.com, in a recent story published a couple days ago, new rules will be banning erotic art, talk of shared sexual interests, kink groups, and anything that, quote, encourages sexual encounters between adults. Those are all going to be banned, apparently, from Facebook. We'll tell you more about
that. That's really weird.
It is. We'll tell you more about that story from Reason.com. Coming up here in moments, Ian and Mark in the studio here, live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. As we go to the phones, to the fun. Also, by the way, we've got our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. You just go to discord.lrn.fm. You do need the Discord app, I think, to use the call-in line rooms. You can use the web version of Discord and use that for chatting, but I don't think they have the actual you-can-talk-to-us ability in the web version. So download the Discord app to your smart device or your laptop or whatever it is you use, and then get into one of those call-in line rooms, and you will sound almost like you're sitting in the studio like Wikawea. And he's also calling us from across the pond over in the UK. So I guess it's the morning there. Good morning.
Hey there, yeah. Can you hear me? Okay, I'm in a slightly noisy room.
You're fine. Where are you at?
Well, the only place I could get Wi-Fi this time is in England. They've got a really noisy Christmas thing going on, so yeah.
Where was it? You cut out. The Wi-Fi dropped for a moment there. Where were you?
Oh, I said the only place I could get Wi-Fi this time is in a hotel.
Ah, okay. Very good.
And, they've got some kind of Christmas thing going on. So
yeah,
noisy,
as long as you've got a decent internet connection, Discord's going to sound pretty great. We'll see how this goes. You're dropping a few packets, but go ahead with your thoughts.
Sure, okay. And I don't have a great mic as well, that's why. Yeah, I mean, I was just speaking I was wondering how you guys feel about, like, nation and, like, the idea, I guess, of nationality and national identity. I mean,
I'm against it. I'll say this. We're losing some of what you're saying here, but I did hear the question about nations and how we feel about national identity. I think, Mark, you were touching on this earlier, that essentially it disguises what the politicians do. It distracts people from what's really going on. It gets them all, you know, like you said, your heart swells, you know, when you hear certain nationalistic kind of music and
sure.
You see bald eagles.
And the imagery and all that stuff. I feel like so many do.
The flag waving in the wind, you know, all that stuff.
I think that there's no way to separate humans from these sorts of things. I mean, we are what they call a small group primate, mm-hmm. right?
Well, nations aren't small groups.
I know, but you imprint and identify on them. Now, the United States is unique. It's a federal government. It is not a state in the contemporary. It's not even a nation state, because how could it be? It's a compilation of states, and state used in the term of an organization that claims a monopoly privilege over the use of violence.
Well, it is
that.
It is a monopoly on violence.
It's
a state.
It's not. It should not be. Founding documents. Well, all right. I mean, you know, many of the court rulings have moved it that direction over time, but it should not be.
Most of the states.
What's unique about the United States government is that it is the United States itself, the land mass, is that it contains many different nations. Look,
that was the idea. But what you have now, those nations, the states that you're talking about,
I'm not talking about states. You're not listening to me. See, I use the term nation differently than I would use the term state. Nation is an actual group of people. So, like, if you the Iroquois Nation, okay, or something like that. It's a good example of what I'm talking about. People in different geographic areas.
You're talking about a non-political nation?
Yes, a non-political nation, a group of people. So this is how people in the South, and I'm from Florida, and as are you,
mm-hmm.
and I can say that I see the Confederate flag. It doesn't mean the same thing to me as it may mean to a northerner or to a person of color or anything like that. To me, it's this heritage thing. But I would never display it. It's just what it means to me. And it's because you know, I can look at that flag and I can look at the American flag, and I can see how somebody can have both of those things on their truck at the same time and not feel like they're being in any way dichotomous. I get it. I see how they're doing it. It's because we are a the nation state of the United States is a compilation of nations in and of itself. However, I don't see any particular value when you identify with this group or that group or whatever. To me, I think there's very little difference between that and identifying as the Crips and the Bloods. Okay, so you're from Little Italy, New York. So what? Who cares? Or whatever, wherever it is. It just doesn't matter.
Sometimes it does count a bit because you kind of need to cooperate with the people closest to you geographically.
Do you need to love them because they were born near you?
No, definitely not.
Right. I mean, it's also exclusionary. This belief in nations also is pretty exclusionary. It says, basically, I should only like people that look like me, that are from the place that I'm from, and all this other stuff. And
that's bad. Concept. It separates people and it divides and
it promotes ignorance.
Absolutely it does. And that's what we see with the people who are against immigration, for instance, or supposedly only...
Do you guys refuse to stand for the anthem then?
Yes, actually. I refused to stand today for the Pledge of Allegiance. They didn't sing the anthem, but it's sort of the same kind of concept, refusing to stand while in a room full of Republicans, by the way. I was at the Cheshire County Republican meeting here for the first time since the Libertarian Party had lost its ballot status. I've gone ahead and joined the Republicans, Mark, as you've been long encouraging me to do. So I'm no longer a Democrat, no longer a Libertarian.
They're going to get ballot status, I can tell you that.
They already have ballot status.
Right. Look, they're already winning. You're already a step ahead of the game.
Yeah. So, but I stayed seated through that. Through that Pledge of Allegiance. And then somebody sang a bar of one of those nationalistic tunes. I forget which one. Freedom Ring. That was what they started singing after that.
America the Beautiful really should have been the national anthem. It's such a more accessible song. Anybody can sing it. And the words aren't, it's not written by a slaver. It's just a much better song than, the Star Spangled Banner.
Wikiwea, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. So, yeah, anywhere you are in the world, by the way, you can participate here. You don't have to call a toll-free line. And get on our Discord server like he just did over at discord.lrn.fm.
So when you don't stand for the pledge, first off, I
never do.
I do usually just leave the room and use the bathroom or something. I don't think it forwards the conversation.
No, it generally doesn't.
Right.
However, I was pleased that some people still talked to me after they saw me do that. So.
Right. So all it does is separate you from the people who you're going to talk to, sort of emotionally, without any particular value put forward. Like, you get a emotional charge because you're like, I've stood up for my values, but your values aren't communicated.
Well, in that case, I sat down for my values.
Fine, you sat for your values. But none of your values are communicated to people. It's
right.
Why do you hate America?
It is a bit of iconoclasm, however, Mark, and it could start a conversation.
It could.
Some people are probably more likely to
just... But if it was going to, it would do that more often.
They would probably are more likely to silently resent you for it.
Or they're just going to, if you say start a conversation, it could start a fight.
It could start a fight.
Right.
You're right about
that. I understand why one would do it. That's the very reason that you do it is to put yourself...
I do not want to start a fight. That is not the reason I do it.
Right, but you do want to...
I want to signal that not everybody's going along with this anymore, and I'm willing to be the first person to do it. And if there were more than one person doing it, then... people would start to be more likely to realize that something's going on. Because if it's just one person, then that's just a rude jackball, but if it's a group of people, then it's like, what's going on here?
I'm glad we agree.
Very unusual that this could happen. I think a good example of this is a more understandable example might be for people. If you don't stand for a judge when a judge enters a courtroom. And this is something.
And why would you? It's just another person walking in to do another government functionary role.
It's a religious ceremony, is why people do it. They are.
It has some similarities to a religious ceremony, yes.
They are trained to do this. It is essentially a group action that people do because other people are doing. So it doesn't have. The standing for a judge doesn't have the same kind of.
It's contrary to reason.
Well, right? Because you could get arrested by...
No, I'm saying it's contrary to reason to stand for a judge. I mean, why? It's just a government bureaucrat.
Well, you're being told to by a man with a gun.
Right. Now, that would... there's a good reason to stand up.
Right.
But that is not the reason they want you to stand.
I want to talk a little more about, you know, how that differs from the national anthem, because people don't have the same love for judges that they do for the national anthem, so you might be able to understand this better if I explain this. We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live. When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while his family was home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a package thief. Blink motion-activated cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. Save up to a whopping 40% off all outdoor XT and add-on cameras through December 22nd, while supplies last. Visit BlinkProtect.com/holiday. BlinkProtect.com/holiday.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time you spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. Join us right here on the live Saturday edition of the show. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Facebook cracking down even further on content. No, they're not just stopping pornography. They're going to be stopping erotic art, shared sexual interest discussion, kink groups, and more. We'll tell you about that on the way. Ian and Mark in the studio here tonight. And by the way, I want to thank Ellen, who is a Free Talk Live gold amplifier, somebody who supports what we do here on Free Talk Live via the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And Ellen is a gold amplifier, which means she's doing $10 per month to the AMP program. Now, we only ask for $5, but she's doing $10, so really appreciate that. Because she values what we do. She wants to help us get on more radio stations, for instance. We've got 190-some stations
speaking
right now.
Speaking about real freedom, not
correct,
the Republican or Democrat version of freedom, but real freedom and what it means. Speaking logic, speaking truth to power, every opportunity that we get. Like, we don't pull the punches, and we don't sugarcoat our message because some particular group or another wants it to sound a certain way.
And we've lost radio stations because we don't pull punches and don't sugarcoat our message.
Yeah, the good news is that all the other talk show hosts are going to die soon.
We do tend to be younger than most of the hosts in the industry.
I mean, look, there are four of them. Basically, three of them are off the air as of
January 1st.
As of January
1st. Michael Medved, Laura Ingram, Phil Valentine, their syndicated programs are ending. Ingram's going off the radio completely. Valentine and Medved are ending their syndicated shows, meaning they're going to continue in a local market wherever it is that they are.
Yeah, their paychecks probably won't be affected terribly, but
yeah.
Whatever.
Michael Savage is cutting his show back to just an hour live on radio, which basically is quitting. I mean, that's basically him signaling that he's going to be done soon.
He's not a young man.
Nope, that's true.
And, that's the other thing is Free Talk Live, just keep on chugging along. We've been doing this for 16 years on 190 radio stations.
So if you want to join the AMP program, we sure would appreciate it. It makes a difference for us. It makes it so we can effectively market Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations around the country, and also bring new Internet listeners on board. So if you value the fact that we're spreading the ideas of liberty and doing it 7 nights per week with live programming every single night, please go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks, benefits like the AMP Only podcast. There's the AMP Only Facebook group, and then there's more. There's also special contributors, chat rooms on our Discord server. You can get a special Free Talk Live badge as an amplifier on our forum. Get the full list of benefits over at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. And one of them is we'll give you props on the air if you opt into it. By default, you're anonymous with the AMP program, so you have to opt into that, but you'll get the instructions when you sign up. amp.freetalklive.com. So I said I wanted to comment on the idea of not standing up. You had asked about not standing for the Pledge of Allegiance or National Anthem, and I wanted to kind of explain that while getting off the table, this emotionalism that is associated with those things.
Right. So my stance is that although I can see why one would choose not to stand for the pledge or whatever, and there's all kinds of reasons, my stance is that it doesn't really go forward very well. Let's take a look at Colin Kaepernick for a second.
Mm-hmm.
A guy who chooses to kneel, rather than just sitting there, he chooses to kneel in order to show some level of respect or whatever, but also to protest what he considers to be, and I don't, but he considers to be a institutional racism in the area of law enforcement in the United States, right? I would disagree with him, or I quibble over some points, whatever. I'd certainly be willing to talk to him about it, and I've sent him emails. Hey, come on the show, let's chit-chat about this. But I support his right to do that, and I support him not being blackballed in the process. But what happens is that so many people get all riled up, and the first thing they have to say is you're disrespecting the soldiers.
Hmm.
Now, Colin Kaepernick's protest was designed by kneeling rather than sitting, was designed in order to accommodate veterans. It was his kneeling was suggested by a veteran. That's not what he's trying to do. In fact, he's trying to protest something else. But when
people misinterpret,
they don't misinterpret.
They don't know.
That's willful misdirection.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's much different. People do misinterpret, or they just choose not to interpret, or whatever. And I think that the act of not standing or sitting or, you know, turning your back or whatever one does, you know, during these things is a protest that just doesn't have it just doesn't go anywhere. It communicates poorly.
Well, I want to communicate most protests don't go anywhere. Okay, when you go and you stand out on the side of a road and you hold a sign, or you stand in front of some government building and you hold a sign, or you shout, and people love to chant, which I find absolutely despicable. But
right.
You know, these things just—they don't actually change things. That was Larry in the very beginning of the show. He was saying we need to get people out and get in the politicians' faces. And I didn't actually quote what I wanted to quote when Larry was on the line, which was the old statement. I think it was Ronald Reagan, one of his staff members, said, "Let them protest so long as they pay their taxes." They are not concerned.
Casper Weinberger?
No, that's not it. If you said the name, I would know it, but I'm also not thinking of it. But anyway, the point that I'm making here about this is
Alexander Haig.
Ah, thank you for that. Yeah, Haig said that. And
let them march all they want as long as they continue to pay their taxes.
Yeah,
right.
They don't care.
Right.
It doesn't mean anything to them. There's police there. There's barricades. The politicians are
It's free-range serfdom, people.
Yeah, they're protected.
As long as you continue to give the Lord his due, he's going to let you protest and do whatever you want. Because as long as you're paying your taxes, you're doing what he wants you to do. Anything else? The United States government, there's a Princeton study. About 30% of what Americans want gets passed, which means about 70% of the things that get passed are not things that Americans want.
Mm-hmm.
And that the United States government looks more like an oligarchy than it does like a republic. And
for sure.
I'm not going to claim it's by design, but I'm going to claim that it's by retrofit.
Yeah, well, I mean, look at the families. We have our own families here, political families, like the Bushes.
Yeah,
and the Clintons.
That's just that's just an outward picture of what is really going on. The fact is that people who are self-serving,
politicians,
and evil,
politicians,
tend to seek power.
Yes. Yeah.
And power. This not me talking here. This is not me just saying something. This is actual scientific studies. Power tends to make people's morals more slippery. So power corrupts, and the corrupted are attracted to power. Yes. Let's make a system full of powerful people, and then maybe it'll do what we want. I mean, what kind of... And then you don't know, then 60% of, you know, only one-third of Americans, two-thirds of Americans can't pass the citizenship test. I'm sorry, what we have here is ignorance, willful disregard for reason and logic, and no country can survive that. No republic can survive that. Certainly a monarchy could survive that. You know, you just have people in for life, then the serfs don't need to know those things. But there's responsibility, responsibility is probably not the right term, but something akin to responsibility that comes with citizenship, and it's just not used.
And there is a logical reason to stand for a judge, because the man with a gun is ordering you, or at least sounds like he's ordering you, to do that in a courtroom. But what happens when people don't? What happens when enough people don't? I've seen what happens. There's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Locket Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LocketPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LocketPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LocketPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfHillAmmo.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. John Kelly's job as White House Chief of Staff only lasted 16 months, even though he once said he expected to keep it through the 2020 presidential election campaign.
John Kelly will be leaving At the end of the year, we'll be announcing who will be taking John's place. It might be on an interim basis.
President Trump calls Kelly a great guy. He says he will announce Kelly's replacement, who may be on an interim basis, in the next few days. Sources are saying the vice president's chief of staff, Nick Ayers, is poised to replace Kelly. More departures could be imminent as Kelly's replacement works to build their own White House team. Kelly met with the president on Friday night to work out the terms of their split. Word of Kelly's departure comes a day after the president named his picks for attorney general and ambassador to the United Nations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
CBD and hemp is the latest buzz. Find out more by attending a free no-obligation seminar on Saturday, December the 8th at the DoubleTree by Hilton located on Normandale Boulevard, Bloomington, Minnesota, starting at 10 a.m. For more information, contact me, Nasima, at 763-245-0190. That's 763-245-0190.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Saturday show. You can dial toll free to join us here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Mark, tell me about hope.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, hope.freetalklive.com is it's a link to a basically a Facebook post that I made that is about raising funds for an orphanage in Jinja, Uganda. It's a Kagoma, Jinja, Uganda. And we, the listeners, and hosts and everybody in Free Talk Live, we built this orphanage last year. And so they've got a real nice place. The kids have got a bed to sleep in. They got a shower. They got a footlocker that they can put their stuff in. It's great. But they're kind of house poor. Now they got a place to sleep. It's nice to have a place with a closed sewage system. It's nice to have not getting rained on and those kind of things. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. But they don't have income. They have no way to really make income. You're not going to be able to beg there. It's really rural, mm-hmm. and that sort of thing. So they need some kind of income. And what we came up with was doing some farming. They have free labor in the form of orphans, and if they could just get some land, they can grow their own food. So that's step one. They can also sell some of that food at market. And this is another important part is the kids need to go to school. They're not going to be able to rise above their station in life if they don't have some kind of education. And many of them are going to school. We've got funds for that. But we need to keep that going. So if they can then sell the food, some of the food that they produce, to pay school fees, and more importantly, if they can get enough school fees together for long enough, it's actually cheaper to bring a teacher into the orphanage. And then local kids can come and they can cut the cost for them, too. It's great. Hmm. So basically, to buy some land, it's going to cost about $35,000 to get 6 acres. That's a lot of land, but that way they can, it's something to grow into and that kind of thing. So
didn't you also say they could rent out to, like, experienced farmers to some of that land?
Right.
To make some money?
The idea is early on when they're...
you got land, it's better to just rent it out rather than doing all the work yourself. Right?
I'd rather them have... 1 acre to learn on.
Uh-huh.
At some point, they'll be able to run all 6 acres on their own, but then they could, work on 1 acre, rent out the other five.
Right.
The five will pay for the school fees, and the 1 acre will bring food in for the orphanage.
Yeah.
And that's basically the idea. At this point, we've raised almost $4,000, and I want to thank everybody who's donated.
Tenth of the way there.
Yeah, we're a tenth of the way there. And excited to raise some more. This is basically in a week and a half, we've raised that amount of money. And, matching funds. If you give, another dollar will be given.
Really?
At the Shire Free Church.
Up to a certain amount?
I haven't gotten matching funds all the way up at this point, but I'm not worried.
Okay.
If somebody wants to give a whole bunch to be matched, I'll give them a call and we'll talk about it, and I'll make them a matcher. So
okay. Double matching then. If we get to that point, we don't have it yet, but.
Yeah, if more people want to match funds, then we've done that before in the building of the orphanages. We had double matching funds
at
one point. But at this point, we've got matching funds. So every dollar you give, every Christmas dollar you give for these kids to be able to get some food and get educated will be matched. So go to hope.freetalklive.com.
One other thing, the Shire Free Church, which is the organization that runs this radio show, will also be the one owning the property. So the property over there will be still in the hands of the church, right?
That's correct. So that way we can have some control.
More accountability.
We're not changing, right, if management changes at the orphanage or whatever, I don't want a situation where they're just, selling the land or doing whatever.
Right.
The land has a purpose, and the Shire Free Church is, which is, our organization.
Yeah.
The Shire Free Church is in charge of it.
Okay. Hope.freetalklive.com will get you to see pictures and learn more
about all that
how to donate.
Hope.freetalklive.com. Every way possible for you to donate credit cards and checks and cash and all that stuff.
Okay. So, anyway, we were talking about the idea of not standing up for the national anthem and or Pledge of Allegiance, and I wanted to explain... Because, Mark, you were questioning
not standing up
this.
For a judge.
Yeah, you were questioning the idea of, well, what's the real value of not standing for the national anthem? Isn't it just going to upset people? They're not going to ask you about it. And, there's a chance that that's, I would say a good chance.
Yeah, that's the most likely outcome.
That's going to happen. But if you want something to change, and I want nationalism to go away, I want the idea of people believing in nations, because we discussed earlier how it divides people, and it's just very destructive, if I want that to go away, I have to be the change I want to see. And that's not going to happen if you keep going along to get along. And if you don't believe in, singing that anthem or reciting that pledge, which, by the way, was written by a socialist, the Pledge of Allegiance, if you don't believe in those things, then going and doing those things is contrary to your beliefs, and you shouldn't do that. Now, I don't blame somebody for wanting to avoid conflict. That's why you said, Mark, you'll walk out of a room or something like that in that situation. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you're going along to get along, you're not going to foment any change. So as an example of how this could work on a smaller scale and one that more people could probably understand without getting emotional is people standing for a judge. People do it because it's tradition. It's what everybody sees in the movies. It's what the man with the gun, the bailiff in the courtroom, bellows. Whenever the judge walks in, all rise, and everybody obediently rises because people are afraid of what might happen if they don't. Or maybe they actually do worship judges and they really feel the swelling in their heart when a judge walks in the room, but I doubt that. I doubt there are many people who are like, the judge, I just feel like I must. It feels so good to stand for this judge. I doubt there's that many who feel that way, but there are probably some. So, what happens if you don't do it? Well, in some courtrooms, you could be attacked. You could be threatened. there is definitely a possibility that, you know, somebody could, a man with a gun could then come at you. I remember being in Massachusetts in a courtroom where the bailiffs actually, like, ran angrily towards the group of us that were sitting down in that courtroom and started threatening people. So there's some risk involved. Let me make that crystal clear here. However, once you do it once, and especially if you do it with more than one person, you're much more likely to be safe in that courtroom continuing to do it. So here in Keene, New Hampshire, we do it all the time if we're in court, and nobody even bats an eye anymore.
Right.
So we've done that. And once you get to a certain number of people, like if you're the only person sitting down in court, everybody's going to, you know, if they notice you, they're not going to go along with you. But if there's more than one of you, if there's, say, half a dozen and or a dozen of people who are staying seated, sitting in the front row so everybody behind them can see that they're staying seated, there's an effect that that happens because usually people go along to get along, right? So if they perceive, if the average person
is going to do what's expeditious, and if sitting is more expeditious than standing, if there's no consequence to not standing,
correct,
they likely will continue to sit and recognize the judge for what he is, which is a government functionary, a bureaucrat.
A man in a robe.
Right.
And so I've actually seen it happen where the liberty activists, the people staying seated for the judge, have been the majority of people in a courtroom. Not a full courtroom, but, you know, a majority of, let's say, a couple dozen folks in a courtroom. If we got a dozen, almost everybody else stays seated. The only people who stand up in that circumstance are the prosecutor, the defense attorney, you know, anybody.
The people who swore an oath to the bar.
Right. Anybody who's there working for the state, working for the judge, and even defense attorneys swear an oath of allegiance to the court, so they're going to stand too. But I've actually seen that happen where, and if enough people stay seated, nobody in that audience will stand for the judge. And you know what the judge does in that case? Just goes along, sits down, starts the trial. Just ignores it. In fact, that's what they do every time now, is they ignore it. It gets to the point where if we're in the courtroom in Keene, New Hampshire, the bailiff will not bellow "all rise."
Because bellowing "all rise" and people don't rise?
It looks bad.
It looks bad.
Yep. So that's what I'm talking about here, Mark. If people could apply that same thing to the Pledge of Allegiance, it would be interesting to see what happened in a room full of people. So let's say at a city council meeting here in Keene, New Hampshire, where they start with the pledge. If you actually could have enough people in that council meeting to stay seated, what would the rest of the audience do?
I'm curious of those that are shocked at the notion of not standing for the Star Spangled Banner. Do they stand if they play it on the TV for the, you know, like a football game?
While you're at home?
Like by yourself? Are you standing there? You know, if your
good
family's
question
in the room? Are you doing that?
Toll-free number here if you want to jump in. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
CBD and hemp is the latest buzz. Find out more by attending a free no-obligation seminar on Saturday, December the 8th at the DoubleTree by Hilton located on Normandale Boulevard, Bloomington, Minnesota, starting at 10 a.m. For more information, contact me, Nasima, at 763-245-0190. That's 763-245-0190. 1-800-245-0190.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
But you can bring up anything you want here. The number 855-450-FREE. Plus, coming up, Facebook, according to Reason.com, is going to be banning things that aren't pornography, but they're still sex-related, like talk about shared sexual interests or anything that, quote, encourages sexual encounters between adults. These are things that apparently are going to be forbidden on Facebook very soon. So we'll tell you more about that, or maybe already. I don't know all the details.
Can you encourage sexual interest between married adults? I mean,
no, we'll get into it, Mark.
That seems like a good thing.
But we're going to the phones first, and I do want to let you know about Liberty Stickers. If you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and it's probably way less offensive than not standing up for nationalistic, you know, tunes.
It's probably a better communication device, too. Yeah.
And people, of course, love to read them. You can check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. Let's go to Dave. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC FM. Hello, Dave.
I appreciate you taking my call, and I apologize to your call screener for being so long-winded. I'll be shorter with you.
That's okay.
Maybe I misunderstood, but I just wanted to say something about American exceptionalism, about nationalism, patriotism, that sure. it isn't the same for us in America than it is the rest of the country.
Like if a person
is from France and they're proud of being from France, it's a little different than the pride that people have for America, because America was, when it was established, was different than any other country had ever been in existence. And that made it exceptional. It's not that American is exceptional because that's our opinion of it. It is because it was different.
So the Republic, the Constitution as it was written, is different and first, and that's good.
No, I'm just saying that in general that it put the individual first. It wasn't an ideal society. It wasn't perfect utopia, all that. It just The idea was to put man as the paramount, to put the individual as the paramount.
Did that work?
Put him first in front of government, which had never existed before. You had rights over the people that ruled. They didn't really rule you. They just led you. And that was different.
Do you think there's any chance that's just a lie about what they told us?
No.
No?
No,
you think that man,
no.
That you think that you somehow have some control over the government, but that the government doesn't have as much control over you? Which has more control?
That's a
you over the
question.
Government? Or,
I'm sorry, I misunderstood your question.
Yeah, I'm restating the question because it wasn't very good. Which has more control, you over the government or the government over you?
As an individual, I'd say the government over me.
Yeah, by
as
a long shot,
people,
right?
Us over
but
them.
There's no
the
us. There is no us. Like if 240 years of this country hasn't demonstrated anything up to this point, there is no us.
Well, you and I are talking.
Yeah, we're chit-chatting.
Well, that's enough to prove there's an us. It's just a matter of whether you're willing to go vote or not and willing to know what
you're
voting
that make a
about.
Difference.
I vote and nothing changes. My vote has very rarely had an effect. What changes?
Maybe not the effect you were looking for.
Well,
what is voting getting us?
A president changes every 8 years.
Yeah, but what
but
is
my
that
vote a... doesn't has never changed a president. We could go back and every
even
one of my
votes.
Even
if it did change the president, what has that done for us?
I'm sorry, are you asking each other? Or you were asking
No, I'm asking you.
Oh, it's done good and bad for us. It's made us mad one time. It's made us happy the other time. It's disappointed us most of the time.
When were you happy
even when
about
we
a president?
Probably before I could vote.
Which president made you happy?
I was pretty young, but I was pretty happy with President Reagan at the time, but I was too young to have voted for him.
Now, is that because you were too young to really know what was going on with President
Reagan?
I've
since learned more about him and respect him more now.
Now, is that, do you respect him because he dramatically grew the size of the federal government while he was in office?
No, he made a lot of mistakes when he was president. I'm talking about as a person, as a mind, as an intelligent person. I know he was a lot smarter than he came across as president, and that him and Ayn Rand and they had a group of them. What's the guy that used to be the Fed chairman?
Greenspan?
Greenspan. They used to get together in a group. These were intelligent people. He understood government. That's what made him switch from being a Democrat to a Republican. He learned to understand statism.
And then grew the government dramatically.
I like Reagan's philosophy.
He did do some things, absolutely, as president 60%. That I wouldn't have done. He wasn't a libertarian.
Well, he said that, I believe he said something to the effect of libertarianism's, there's a Reagan quote about libertarianism, I'd have to hunt it down, but, I mean, like, that's really the issue at hand here is that the people that, the politicians that say that they want to do this thing or that thing, Republicans haven't shrunk the government yet, right?
Yes,
like, they just keep telling us that they're going to do that.
It's very disappointing, and
it's not going to get better.
I didn't vote for Bush. I held my nose and voted for McCain. I held my nose and voted for Trump.
And what difference did it make? The government just keeps getting bigger.
The,
I mean, you tried to posit the idea that voting has somehow made a difference, and you said you were happy about Reagan, but acknowledged the fact that he made the government bigger. So exactly what was it that was so happy about that?
It depends on how you define difference. If what I vote for, I get exactly everything I want from that politician from then on, well, that's going to make a hell of a difference, but it's also going to make a lot of other people mad because it's not what they want. But I've been disappointed up to now. I have to agree with you, and I am disappointed to see that the government has continued to get bigger. And no matter who we put in office, I don't think until the American people understand more about government,
are they going to do that?
Then what are they going
to
do?
Willing to make the difference?
Vote harder,
right?
I mean, what?
I just saw Jimmy Kimmel. We just read an article where two-thirds of Americans don't know, they couldn't pass the U.S. citizenship exam. I mean, I'm doing my best to tell people, hey, you're dumb, and you should get smarter. I'm telling an audience which is likely far more educated in the area of governance than the average voter. Mm. So, I, you know, like it's difficult. I don't think. Here's my statement. I'm not patriotic anymore, and I don't believe in American exceptionalism, because this is the result. What we have right now, a nation that is rated number 17 on the world's economic freedom chart by the Heritage Foundation, no libertarians them.
A conservative group.
Right. And not rated in the top 10 by the, I can't remember what the organization is that does social freedoms. Sorry. American exceptionalism may have. You're going to be right in here as soon as I finish my statement. America is exceptional at being statist. Go ahead.
American exceptionalism isn't based on what people in office do, what things that make what constituents happy. It's more of an ideal. And the fact that in this country, when your government does something unjust to you, you actually have a legitimate complaint. And much of the rest of the world, when they screw you over,
stop it.
They did anything wrong.
You don't get to say, hey, the knuckle dragging Muslims do this or that. That's not fair. We're talking about a service organization that's serving you and I, and they do a poor job and they're getting worse over time. Yes, much of the world has crappy government, but so do we.
Congratulations. You can point to a document and say, see, they're breaking their own rules. In fact, we've done that here on Free Talk Live. We've gone through the Constitution. Well, we've gone, item by item down the Bill of Rights in the Constitution and over the years have pointed out to our listeners that almost all of them have been violated, and flagrantly so.
That's not a reflection on it, though.
On what?
Just
on the government?
It's been flouted and ignored. It isn't a reflection on the Bill of Rights.
How could it not? No. It's a reflection on the government not giving a flip about the Bill of Rights.
It's a reflection on the people in the government, not the government itself.
Okay.
What's the difference?
Hold
on,
Ian.
Just a second. Important quote from Lysander Spooner, an abolitionist from the 1880s. He made the quote in the 1880s. He was an abolitionist before that. He said that this Constitution, basically, I'm going to paraphrase, has either authorized the government we have, or it has been powerless to prevent it. Do you agree that that is a true statement?
I'd say powerless to prevent it because it's
then what good
in control. Hold
why
on
do
a
I
second,
want,
please.
No, wait. Why
I'm
do you want me to worship a document
question.
That can't do anything?
I didn't say anything about worship, and you only got half my answer.
Okay, go ahead.
I said it is powerless to prevent it because it has put in control a constituent, the people. It put them in control, and half of them don't know very much at all.
Two-thirds, according
shame.
To the
they have to learn
it
more.
It doesn't matter
if
they know a thing or two. Dave, good call, man. I do appreciate it. It doesn't matter if they know what's going on.
It's still
going to attract the power seekers. So even if everybody becomes really educated and all of them can pass the citizenship test, that's not going to stop power seekers from seeking power, and those people are likely to wield it in very violent, dangerous, statist, awful, authoritarian ways. How's that going to change anything?
Clearly, the Constitution's not about small government.
More coming up. Hour 3's next.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So get the tea once to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100. Get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.